Hello, I'm Martin Park. You can call me Coach. Welcome to the channel. Firstly, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your company. If I may, can I ask you to please engage with your thoughts and opinions in the comments? And also, if you are listening on YouTube, then hit the subscribe and like button if you wish to follow. In last week's episode, part one of Patience, How to Master This Superpower, we explored the historical significance of patience as a virtue in shaping human character and guiding ethical behavior. We discussed its relevance in our modern world by its providing of a timeless framework for personal development and positive relationships, influencing how we approach challenges, relate to others, and shape our lives. We highlighted patience as a potential superpower in our fast-paced lives, as it acts as a steady force allowing us to maintain composure, endure with resilience, and permit time to unfold without the need for immediate, forceful action. Today, I'm going to talk about patience, how to master this superpower, part two, and in particular, we will look at the patience-depleting habit and modern trend of mindlessly using the internet and social media. Two important points to remember regarding patience. One, patience is not something that can be learned and then stored in memory for later use. It is something that unfolds dynamically in the moments when we actively choose to exercise it. And two, it is an ongoing lived experience that requires constant nurturing, adaptability, and a genuine commitment to its practice, as patience is not a static concept to be acquired. Rather, it is a continual journey of mindful choices and intentional responses. Simply put, it is only through the intentional and conscious practice of patience that you will ever have the opportunity to master it. And therein lies our problem, as unfortunately, in 2024, many people are not only avoiding practicing patience at all, they are also actively and collectively destroying what small amount of patience they may have had in the first place by their use of their devices and the internet. I live in the central CBD of Melbourne, Australia. As I walk down the streets from my apartment block to the gym, I walk past the zombie horde, shuffling along, bumping into each other and to stationary objects as they stare at their screens, visually wired into the internet and social media, sucking on the tit of the matrix, mindlessly and habitually scrolling and swiping, barely staying on anything for longer than a few seconds as they constantly seek something new and interesting and in doing so, doing exactly as they have been told to by the online giants. At the gym, once a place of mindful focus and intensity, the moment they finish their half-baked zero-focus set, they immediately pick up their phone and continue scrolling. If in between sets I try to make a conversation with them, they momentarily look up from their screens and glare at me as if to say, "Can't you see I'm busy here?" Then as soon as they leave the gym, they go back to shuffling their way through the rest of their day. And this habit of behavior of being almost permanently locked in to the digital world is creating individuals that have very limited social skills, have very short attention spans, have very little temporal and spatial awareness, have a constant need for instant gratification, live in a constant state of fear of missing out, live in a constant state of comparison, live in a constant state of information overload, live in a constant state of restless impatience. And this massively widespread situation is not going away anytime soon. It actually may never go away at all. And if none of that particularly bothers you, then you can stop listening now and move on to the next important thing in your busy schedule and life. But if it does bother you, then listen up. The only way to combat the decline of one of your most valuable assets, time, is in you proactively attempting to reverse your situation by immediately learning how to develop your own superpower of patience. And to do that, you will have to actively reclaim moments of mindfulness in your daily life by focusing more time on your inner self as opposed to your outer self. And to learn to focus on your inner self and rebuild your own patience, you will have to consciously choose to cherish and respect time, your time, as once it's gone, used up, it can never be regained. The development of your inner self requires inner work. This refers to the process of self-reflection, self-discovery, and personal development aimed at understanding and addressing your emotions, beliefs, values, and thought patterns. It involves exploring your inner thoughts and feelings with the goal of fostering personal growth, healing, and achieving a deeper understanding of yourself. There are two areas that I will address. 1. General internet use, and 2. Social media use. We will first look at the potential problems of these two areas before we look into any of the possible solutions. Let's begin with general internet use. The vast online landscape of digital connectivity offers a wealth of opportunities, but without a specific and mindfully strategic purpose attached to your navigation and use, it is easy to fall into the trap of random, pointless, and mindless internet usage, and then suffer due to the overload, stress, and anxiety, and all the other associated problems that come along with that. These are some of the more common problem areas. Random online searches. Conducting aimless and continuous internet searches without a clear goal, causing you to open multiple tabs with unrelated information, leading to a cluttered and disorganized and disconnected browsing experience without any positive outcome. Chat room and forum misuse. Engaging excessively in online chat rooms and forums without any meaningful discussions. Just lots of random internet noise caused by you getting involved in numerous and endless conversations without a defined meaning or purpose. Video streaming and binge watching. Watching numerous videos back to back without any purpose or real enjoyment. Then experiencing overloaded and sensitized emotions and feelings from the sheer volume of content consumed. Multitasking overload. Attempting to multitask by juggling multiple online activities simultaneously. Then experiencing cognitive strain and reduced efficiency due to divided attention, increased sense of impatience, and lack of focus. Digital hoarding. Downloading or bookmarking excessive files, articles, or resources without organization. Then struggling to find relevant information amid the clutter, leading to inefficiency and frustration. Unfocused researching. Starting research projects without a clear objective or research question. Then getting lost in a sea of information, making it challenging to extract meaningful insights or conclusions, leading to conflict and confusion. Email overload. Subscribing to numerous newsletters and promotional emails without filtering content. Then feeling overwhelmed by the sheer volume of emails, leading to information overload and sensitized emotions and feelings. Mindless online shopping. Spending excessive time browsing online shopping platforms without a clear intention to buy. Contributing to a waste of time and potential overspending, leading to impulsive purchases and the purchasing of unnecessary items. Pornography consumption. Consuming and engaging in prolonged and mindless viewing of pornography without moderation or purpose, which can then impact you negatively in your real-life relationships due to unrealistic expectations, leading to isolation and potential addiction. Gaming. Mindlessly using online gaming for extended periods without breaks as a form of escapism, causing you to neglect real-world responsibilities and relationships in favor of virtual interactions, which then negatively affects your mental and physical well-being. News overconsumption. Consuming and overloading on sensationalized news content by constantly checking news websites or apps without critical evaluation or discerning the relevance of the information, causing you to experience heightened anxiety and stress levels due to constant exposure to negative news. That is 11 of the more common areas of problematic internet use, and there are many, many more. And if that's not enough to get you to take action and reclaim your time, patience, and emotional sanity, then let's now look at social media use. In our current world, social media has become an integral part of our daily lives, and learning to strike a balance between digital connection and personal well-being has never been more critical. The big platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, etc., are our modern-day equivalent of the village town square, where across all age groups and families, we all met up and connected and communicated and formed bonds and relationships. And wouldn't that be nice if that was true? In reality, however, due to the constant and uninterrupted internet connectivity with our village, our tribe, our people, our friends, plus, and most important, the influencers, the advertisers, the celebrities, and the self-professed internet gurus and morons, we are algorithmically being led into a never-ending mindless activity of scrolling and swiping and searching and criticizing and comparing and condoning and condemning in an unfortunately platform-induced zombie-like fashion. Engaging extensively with social media platforms has given rise to a myriad of challenges affecting personal well-being and relationships. In this digital landscape, if you are not proactively taking steps to mitigate its hypnotic demands, then you can find yourself trapped in various problem areas associated with social media use. These are some of the more common problem areas. Endless scrolling. Mindlessly navigating through social media feeds becomes a habitual act, void of any specific purpose or reason. This continual mindless content consumption results in a diminished capacity for genuine connections and a decline in overall social skills and interaction. Comparison trap. Constantly measuring your life against the carefully curated and manipulated content on social media fosters an unending cycle of comparison. This perpetual state of comparison can lead to feelings of inadequacy and discontentment. FOMO, fear of missing out. The fear of missing out on events, experiences, or social gatherings showcased on social media becomes a driving force. This constant state of FOMO not only affects mental well-being, but also cultivates a persistent sense of restlessness and anxiety. Instant gratification. The relentless pursuit of immediate validation through likes, comments, or shares becomes a defining metric and goal. This quest for instant gratification hinders the ability to appreciate delayed rewards, further diminishing your ability to be patient. Cyberbullying and negativity. Engaging in negative interactions, experiencing cyberbullying, or becoming entangled in online feuds tarnishes the online experience, which then manifests in your real world, as encouraging harmful comments or engaging in disputes online has a detrimental impact on your mental, emotional, and physical well-being, and that of those around you. Inauthentic connections. Prioritizing quantity over quality in social media connections leads to a vast but superficial and meaningless network. Amassing a large follower count without fostering genuine relationships is just a vanity metric that provides no tangible real-world benefits, yet contributes to a sense of isolation and pointlessness. Overemphasis on image. Once your focus shifts from authentic self-expression to portraying a meticulously curated yet impossible to maintain or represent in the real-world image, you are on a permanent slippery pole to nowhere. This emphasis on maintaining an unrealistic facade will ultimately lead to mental and emotional stress and suffering. Social media addiction. Allowing yourself to give in to the allure of excessive virtual interactions has tangible consequences on your offline life. When time spent on social media platforms takes precedence over real-world responsibilities and relationships, your life is thrown into a mud pit of never-ending online connections, which can then lead to a pervasive sense of disconnection. Privacy concerns. Sharing personal information without weighing potential consequences raises privacy concerns. Oversharing on social media platforms may lead to unforeseen risks and issues both in the present moment and in the future. Algorithmic impact. Being subject to content that is curated by algorithms can shape your perspectives and limit your exposure to diverse viewpoints. Falling into algorithmic echo chambers, which only reinforce your existing beliefs based on your current social media use and interactions, severely limits your exposure to alternative content, points of view, and opinions, causing you to stagnate both emotionally and intellectually. That is 10 of the more common areas of problematic social media use, and again, there are many, many more. While the excess of digital distractions via general internet use and social media use may be pervasive, your choice to take back your time by actively cultivating mindfulness, patience, and control via your own inner work will serve as a powerful counterbalance. Next week in part 3 of Patience, How to Master This Superpower, I will discuss all the ways in which you can achieve that. Until then, I thank you for listening, and I look forward to spending some time with you again. Bye for now.